President Trump's executive order ending his administration's practice of separating migrant children from their parents at the border did not end the fight against that policy. A group of states are still planning to sue the administration over it. Washington State is part of that group, and Democratic Governor Jay Inslee is on the line with us from Des Moines, Iowa. Governor Inslee, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
So first of all, tell us a little bit about what this lawsuit says and what are you asking for?
Well, we're asking that the U.S. Constitution be followed and that the innate cruelty of the Trump administration be reined in by the judicial system. And it basically asks the courts to stop this pernicious process program of separating children from their families that was done intentionally to try to inflict injury and anxiety and fear in children and in families. And we're simply asking the court to apply the Due Process Clause and the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution to this matter. And we need the courts to step in and protect us, because we know no matter what the situation is or what Donald Trump says, it's one tweet away from disaster and chaos. And we know these people can't run a two-car funeral, and so we need a judicial system to protect the Constitution.
Governor, if I may, so the president has signed his executive order that, at least on paper, says that families would be detained together. Is that not satisfactory?
No, on several reasons. Number one, the thing is so full of loopholes, you could drive a truck through it. It basically says, we're only going to do it if I get the appropriations I want and if the policies I want, and if it's legal. And it isn't. They can't do what they say they're going to do now legally, because there is already a judicial decision that it's illegal to indefinitely confine innocent children in a prison. And there's already a court decision.
Right, you're talking about the Flores dissent decree.
Correct.
They
blithely assume that they can just ignore the judicial system, which has been their arrogant attitude all the way through, number one.
Well, if I may, forgive me for interrupting, but there is a section of the executive order that directs the Attorney General to request the District Court of California to make modifications to that dissent decree so that they could hold families indefinitely.
Correct, but they've gone ahead with the policy without getting permission of the courts. So they basically willfully said, we're going to ignore the courts and just hope they'll come along later. That's number one. But number two, you need to understand that this executive order is essentially meaningless, because he can just change it tomorrow. There's no judicial or legal or statutory protection, and that's what we're doing.
Can I just jump in here?
Please, we're leading the way.
Yeah. So there is a bill that the House is still struggling over. They've delayed a vote until next week, and this bill is the more moderate of the immigration proposals that have been on the table recently. It would include $25 billion for a border wall, a pathway to citizenship for undocumented young immigrants, and provisions for families to stay together in detention centers. We don't know if this bill is going to pass, but if it did, there would be a legal framework. Would you accept that?
No, because the courts have already ruled on this issue. And until the Supreme Court or some other court changes that, the president can't just ignore the law. And he's essentially saying he's going to do that. Now, I don't believe it's likely that we'll see that bill pass. Donald Trump himself torpedoed this through his sort of willful telling his own party not even to do this last week. And if you talk to anybody on the Hill, they'll tell you that this is one of the many times he has made it impossible for people to get anything done in the Capitol. And I just read a headline the other day that he's essentially told the Republicans to give up on this issue. So there's no meaningful way to actually protect these children. The reason they did this was to prevent families from having the ability to have even a hearing to determine if they're entitled to asylum. It is legal in this country to ask for asylum.
A couple more questions, if I may. Are there children who have been separated from their parents in Washington State now?
There are. There's at least nine that we have found, although they're not being held in anything that I think you would call sort of physically a callous environment. They are subject to what I would call emotional abuse and child abuse, because they're being separated from their parents. And I think anyone can understand that. I think that's why you've had such an outrage of because everyone understands what that bond is. It's the strongest bond, and it's the one that is most damaging when it's broken. So these children are being abused in my state right now, and I intend to do everything I can to get them fixed. And when they announce his policy and his executive order, you'll notice there's nothing in the order that pertains to these 2,000 children. They have no system of reuniting these people. They don't even know where they are, in effect.
Right. Can I just jump
in
here?
They haven't shared that.
Because I am seeing this report from Kevin Seif of the Washington Post, who talked to lawyers who were representing parents of some 400 kids trapped in this system. And he's reporting that Border Patrol agents forgot to note, in some cases, that a child crossed the border with their parent, so they're in the system as unaccompanied when they weren't. In other cases, children are transferred from one shelter to another, and the new facilities don't even note that the child was separated from the parent. I mean, so if there's so little information about these kids, and we're essentially relying on them to tell us who their parents are, how are we ever going to get them reunited?
This is a recurrent theme of cruelty and intolerance driven by a political desire to please his base. And that's really unfortunate that you would hold children hostages for political purposes, and that's exactly what's going on. It's pretty much unprecedented.
Well, that's Washington Governor Jay Inslee. Thank you so much, Governor.
Thank you. You bet.